Of the previous Mishnah, which listed the amount of money different women are entitled to when they get married for ksuba, so the Mishnah here talks about unusual case. Havadol shebal haktana, a gadol who's bayal haktana. Haktana here means under three years old. The katan shebal hagdayla, katan here means under 9 years old. A man is not considered to be roi labia. Mukasaites. All of these three ksuvas amasayim divirime. So they get a full ksuba. Why do they get a full ksuba? Because nothing happened. They have no besulin, but they had no bia. Huh? I should say they have no besulin. God la balak tana. Has besulim. Besulim come back. Kad shabal agdaila. Question if she has besulim. I have to see. Mukaseitz says no besulim. Besulim and nishrim. And yet, suvasam assigned to Remei. Vachamayim Mukaseitz suvasamana. So what is this Talian? How would you say Pashut? Mukaseitz? She got 200. She's a besulah. She never had bia. So that's Remei. So we have to say the Chamim. Why did the Chamim say that suvasa is mana? So Mestam the Chamim hold is talian besulim. You have no physical besulim. That's what it's talian. So what does that mean? The Chamim hold is talian physical besulim. Remei holds is talian bia. Okay, just push pshat before we get into anything. That's what it seems to depend on. Remeir holds is totally if you had bia. So Mukaseit didn't have bia. It's like a katana considered to not have had bia. And the Chachamim say it's totally if they have besulim and no besulim. Physically, are they besulim or aren't they? I'm asking. It's not like that. Huh? What? I bogus. Okay, 1 second. But at least here we're talking about the Nakuda of the Machlaikis seems to be Remeya holds it's Tali in Bia, and Chachamim holds it's Tali in Besulim, right? So therefore, Katana everyone holds, if someone's Bailha when she was under three, why does a Katana under three someone's Bailha before she was 3 years old? So now she gets a full ksuba, according to everybody. It's no machlaikis. Why does she get a full ksuba? So according to Remeya, why does she get a full ksuba? What would you say? Under three, why does she get a full ksuba? What? So the chayzim, because Remeya doesn't depend on the ksuba. We just said the machlaikis, the chamim Remeya. Is that according to the Chachamim, it depends if you have the physical besulim, if you have that mitzvah of besulim. According to Remei, it's totally if there's bia. So it would seem that according to Remei, or if I asked you, according to Remei, why, if she had bia under three, why is it that she still gets 200? What would you have to answer? Why not bia say bia? You would have to answer that a katana under three, her bia is not considered a bia. True. Moshe, according to Rav Chachamim, what would you have to answer? Absolutely, chayzer. Two different things. You follow what I'm saying? You ask him. Remain the Chachamim are arguing. Pashup Shad in the Machlaikis of what they're arguing is that Remeir holds it's totally in if there was ever a bia. Chachamim hold it's totally if they are physical besulim or not. Memela. According, now when I talk about a katana plus a mivas gimel, if you're talking Remeya's language, it depends if there was a bia. So you should tell me, why does she get 200 if she had bia before 3 years old? You should tell me, because ain't bia. A bia of under three is not a bia. If you're talking like the Chachamim, somebody had bia under three and she gets 200, why? You would have to tell me because of biyasa chayzer.
What's the difference?
Because the chamim is chayzer. So chayzer, there's no difference. It's just two different reasons.
And biyasa biyah,
Is that true? That's a question. All right, first, one second. Look at Rashi. The first Rashi. What does Rashi say? Which reason? Huh? Saying which one? Saying both? Or he's saying one? Habalat kana prusimi bas shalosh. Why did she get 200? Shem biyasabia. Sharek besula chayzer. So Rashi makes a challenge. He says both. I'll tell you, I would have rather had a stick of vav into this Rashi. Say Shaharei Shem biyasabia. Ve Shaharei besula chayzer. I'm not sticking in the vav. I just want to illustrate to you that would have made a lot of sense. You give me two reasons. First of all, Ibiyah Sabiyah, that's a reason according to Rameya. And then secondly, tell me that the Sulah Chayzer, which is a reason according to the Chacham. Everything would have been very slow, be easy mission. Rameya holds the reason it's Tali Ibiyah, Chama holds Tali Sulim, and Pasuk Gimel, so Rashi says two things. Rashi doesn't have a vav. Rashi says she'ein biyasabia sheharei b'sulei achayzer. So what does that sound like? A bia under three is not a bia. Why? Because the b'sulim come back. Does that make sense? Under three, a bia is not a bia because b'sulei achayzer. Could it be? Not so bad. Why is a bia on the three not a bia? Because the basulim go back? That's what makes it. Let's have to do it to bia. What? I understand. If you would just say shahar basulah chayzer, I have no problem. Or if you just say ein bia sabia, I understand. It's just this reason. Ein bia sabia, because basulah chayzer, that's why it's not a bia, because the basulim go back. Just a svara, I don't. Not so bad. What? It's not the siba, it's just a raya, it's just a simit. Biyasi is not a bia, because since you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the bria, that basulim come back, that's a raya. It's a raya. How is it a raya? Because we're assuming that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu meant when he put in this whole Metzias in the world of Besulim. He meant to give us an indication of when it's considered Biyasi Biyah.
It's not a Biyah that makes it
get a
Tzubah.
What?
It's not a Biyah that makes you get a Tzubah Mon.
Why isn't that a Biyah of Tzubah? Hashareh B'Sulei Chayzer. And then we'll be going like the Rabbana, like the Chachamim. Rameya holds, it doesn't depend on Besulim. So you're not giving a reason why.
No, it's only a bia, and it's not a bia. It's not a bia.
Why is it not a bia?
Because it's not a bia that we consider to make it a monster.
Why does Tzvah Chayzer have to do with it being a bia? Why should it be totally one and the other? Why should it be totally if a b'sulim comes back? And b'sulim break, it just grows back. So because it grows back, that's a sign that the bia is not a bia.
Not a bia that makes it come on, that makes it a monster.
No, Abiyasabiyah means Bafala Abiyasabiyah. Abiyah of a Pusimas Gimel, there's no. Someone is Baal, Baal Bita, Pusimas Gimel doesn't get Nisa. Abiyah is Bafala, not Abiyah. In the Birchus Avraham, he has a Tzarchian on Rashi's Kavana. Rashi seems to be saying, Tali Zeb is there. I have to see it's a horror to stick in the Vav. I don't know, I should look in the old, one of the old Gemaras. If there'd be a vav there, it would be beautiful. Right, one reason for the Chachamim, or one reason for Rameya. The Abiyah Sabiyah is a reason for Rameya. Because he also is Tali and Biyah, not Tali and Besulim. The Chachamim hold that it's Tali and Besulim. That would be fine.
Why wouldn't it be considered a Biyah?
Why under three is not a Biyah? So the Gemara says, Masechus Nida, the Mishnah, Mem Dalet Amud Beis, says that a Biyah of under three is not a Biyah. And the Gemara says it's halacha l'moshav Sinai. Just like the shear of a kazayis or a kabeya or a rabiyas, shiurin is halacha l'moshav Sinai. Just like 13 years old for a bar mitzvah, 12 years old bas mitzvah. We have a rule shiurin halacha l'moshav Sinai. The same thing, the shear of a 3-year-old for bia is halacha mishum sinai, and it has nothing to do with pesul la'achayz. What?
The
Nafka Gemara there says Nafka Mina the Gabi Akayin. If somebody is Mizana with her before she's three, so she doesn't become a Surah Lakayin. Because that Bia is not a Bia. It's not considered a Maisa Bia. The definition of a Maisa Bia requires a certain amount of physical maturity. And that is the age of three. And she's not also to a Kayin. And the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayos says, we know that it's possible to be Mekadosh Isha B'Biyah. It says you're Mekadosh Isha B'Biyah Chusim Yivaz Gimel. It's not a Kedushin. Because Ein Biyah Sabiyah. Now you realize these things don't depend on Besulim. It has nothing to do with Besulim. If she's a Zayna, it has nothing to do with Besulim. So we see that it's not Shaykh to say Ein Biyah Sabiyah because Besulah Achayism. Like Suba, you could talk that way. But you can't talk that way by a Zayna for a Kayin, or by Kedushay Bia. Salachim Shem Sinai, that's the Shir, that A Bia Sabi. The Rambam says that a woman who's under three is also, it's also a Heter Yichud. With a girl under three. Once she goes over the age of three, there is an Isser Yichud. There's an Isser Yichud once you go over the age of three. Bir Halacha, I think it's in Sibin Ayin Hay, the first Bir Halacha, says a Chiddush. He says that the Isser of making a bracha connected an erva. It's aser to make a bracha facing a tefach bi'isha erva. If a tefach of a woman's body is uncovered, where halacha requires that it be covered, it's aser to make any type of bracha, even if it's an erva you're allowed to look at, even a person's wife, a person's mother. It's an erva that there's no din of iser. But afal pi kein, it's aser to make a bracha keneged an erva, keneged a part of the body which is uncovered, which has to be covered. A person has to either lechatchila be yisalkeno letzadim, has to turn to the side, or at the very least he has to close his eyes and not be looking at it. Mishnah Berurah passes lechatchila yisalkeno letzadim, and b'shas hadchak. Moshe has a tshuva about learning on the train. New York City, you can't learn on the train rush hour if you're machmir kennel and stud, it's very hard. So Rav Moshe says if you can't learn otherwise, you send a chanamikima. But otherwise it's also to make a bracha keneged an erva. And this means even if you have sometimes they have relatives or they have family simchis where they have people that are from a more modern background, they don't cover themselves properly. So we also to make a bracha to facing them. The person has to close his eyes. There's a not well known halacha that when a koil be isha erva, a woman singing is also an erva. And it's also to say the Shem Hashem or a pasuk in the presence of a koil isha. If you think that's not a big nafkamina, it is. Because that means that if somebody is married and he wants to sing smiris in the house with his wife, it's just him and his wife, he's allowed to listen to his wife sing, it's Yimei Tahara, it would be aser for the man to say the Shein Hashem if he's singing together with his wife. Doesn't mean he's not allowed to sing with his wife, me and his wife in Mutter. But Keneged and Erva, it's also to say a pasuk, you couldn't sing a pasuk. Or if you say, you would have to say Hashem, you couldn't say, say the Shein Hashem. Because Keneged and Erva, it's also to say a Shem Hashem or to say a Pasuk.
That's only an Erva. That's
Even erev, that's mutter to you.
That's only if it's an erev. So I'm saying she's dressed tasty.
If a woman's dressed properly, then
Kelby
Sharvik, yes, the voice.
Singing
benching. There's no question if chanting is singing. I think there's a certain feeling that certain things that are chanting are not singing. You know, like a nursery rhyme, you know, Jack and Jill went up the hill. Ever heard that? That's not singing, that's chanting. I think chanting is not. I think that's the way some people sing is chanting. Anyway, what the Bir Halacha says is that these Yisurim begin Mibas Gimel. That these Yisurim begin from the age of three. Because since the age of three, we have a Halacha that it's coming, comes out of Bichidish. It's not just the Maisa Bia. The way the Bir Halacha learns, it's not just that the Maisa Bia is a Bia. It's that the whole Mahus of Nikeva is an Isser which begins at the age of three. That Metzias of a girl being in the Keva, if you have a little niece, or to give her a kiss. So according to the Bir Halacha, that the Isser begins at the age of three. To give a hug. All of the Isserim should begin at that age. The Chazaynish, Nevin Ezer Simen Tazayin, you probably find it in the back of the Mishnah Berurah downstairs that have the Haggai of the Chazon Ish. He argues. He says, and Ramesha as well, Chazon Ish and Ramesha both say, that the age of a child for these Yisurim begin from when their body starts to develop as a woman. You have a 4 or 5 or 6 year old girl, their body, as far as the development of the body, is no different than that of a man. There's no shashirer, a child here, a child here, on a 5 year old girl. The issus is when the body begins to change, whatever age exactly that is. I'm not sure, probably somewhere between 7 and 9, probably closer to 8 or 9 years old. And until that age, there's no issa making a bracha connected a girl, a 4 year old girl, which her skirt is short, her sleeves are short. According to because the initial of Maisha, there's no problem. The kasha is, why is that different than yichud? Yichud is mafurish halacha. That yichud is the asur until the age of three, is mutter till the age of three, and after the age of three, yichud becomes asur, and that's what the halacha mufurish is. And Rambam Shulchan Aruch. So Bishlama, like the Mishnah Berura, like the Bir Halacha, it's very good. This Halacha Mishnah Messina, Yabat Gimel, it's not just the Pesula HaChayzrim, the Yasebiya, it's a Halacha that all Dinei Nashim, all these Halachas begin from the age of three. But according to the Chazaynish or Maisha, which I think is the accepted Psak, that there's no Isser by a girl until an older age. So what's the difference? So I would think that the chiluk is the following. The chiluk is and what the isser is. The isser of erva, tefach bisha erva, the makar for the problem, the pasik, loisik revu, legalis erva. The Torah says it a number of times. Lysikrivu legale serva. Don't come close legale serva. What is Lysikrivu? So Chazal Darshan from Lysikrivu that it's also to do things that bring a person closer to Znus. So that's why Nagia is Aser, and that's why Nishuk is Aser, and that's why Stockless is Aser. These things are an Isser which is based on the concept of Lysikrivu legale serva. So these things which are based on Lysikrivu, so the Torah gave us a reason. Normally by Deraisa, you don't say a reason. If the Torah said it's also, it's also. You can't make reasons and be Mishana for a reason. But here the Torah itself, the Torah didn't say, don't touch a woman, or don't kiss a woman. It doesn't say that. It says Lysikrivu legale serva. Which means it's only also because it's a kravos to erva. That means lo yitzur, you would have a situation where it's not. It's not lo sikr, it's not sikrivu. There's no iser. Gemara later is going to have Rav Nachman. More in the beginning of the second parak says Rav Nachman danced with the kala. So people said, "Oh, I could do it too." So he answered her, "If it's she's like a piece of wood to you, like she is to me, it would be mutter." No, I'll tell people. I said, "You'll let her dance with the kala." It's a Gemara. Right? He said, "If she's daima like a kshura, she's like a piece of wood to me." What does that mean? It would be, this is the Raisa Chaviyasa. It means that the Yisr is a Negiya Shalchiba, Negiya of Chiba. So Mimeilav, it's not a Negiya Shalchiba, there's no Inyan of Chiba. So then there's no Yisr. The Shach paskins that way, that Negiya Shein, the Shalchiba is Mutter. That touching, which is not an Inyan of Chiba, is something that's Mutter. That's why you can have a doctor or a dentist, even not a case of sakana, who's nageya b'isha, the heter is because nageya is also a nageya shalchiba, like sikrava l'gavai zarva. But if it's a nageya she'ena shalchiba, then it's mutter. This is the isra of gavai zarva. Memeilo, we could say a chiddush, like the Chazon Ish Ramesha say, that even though after 3 years old, b'yasei b'ya, but it's not my sikrivu. It's not nothing that you're not over other derisa. A she'ein came l'gabe yichud. Yichud is what? Yichud is a derisa drabana. Yichud is derisa, according to almost all the rishonim. What? It's a machlokes by which araya is. It's a derisa. But yichud is an issa derisa. An issa derisa should be also based on the halachim shem sinai. Yichud is not also because you might be bayil. Yichud is also because the Torah asked it. And we understand that it's related. There are at least a number of achrayim will learn that yichud is what we call the isser atzmi. It's not an isser of sikrim. So mamele yichud is also after 3 years old. Which means that if somebody asks you to babysit for your 4-year-old niece, you have a problem. He's in a siyichud. Doesn't can't babysit for a 4-year-old. So you have to do is have somebody else there. You have to go through one of the things.
So that two kids.
What? So with two, so there's a heter. Not only there's a heter, but it says the following: Chazon Ish yes a kasha. Shulchan Aruch we pass in the age of 3. Yichud is aser. Frekta Chazon Ish, but it is a Gemara in Kiddushin, Pei Aleph Amud Beis, says, Mutter lehesiyached im isha v'tinaikis. You're allowed to do Yichud, you're not do Yichud with a woman, but you can use as a shimer, tinaikis, a girl, who's the age that she knows what Bia is, but she doesn't have a taiva for Bia. Before a girl gets older, she has no taiva for it. So she has no taiva for it, but she knows what it is. You're allowed to be miachid with her and a woman. Because she's a shomer for the woman. It's much fair. Much fair. What? But she's obviously after 3, and she doesn't under 3, she doesn't want to be it. What?
Chazon
Ish is matzviya. He says, you're not allowed to be miyached with her. So what does it help that there's another woman there also? A man's not allowed to be miyached with two women. A man and two women is also awesome. So it has to be at least 3 women. A man and two women is awesome. So what's going on? You're allowed to be miyached with this woman. With a full-grown woman, if along with her she's got a 6-year-old child, a 7-year-old child. What are you talking about? Like the Chazon Ish, if you hold that all the 3 there's an Isser. Well, according to what we're saying, it's really not so shver. Because the Isser Yichud with one woman is a Deraisa. Isser Yichud with two is a Drabanan. So again, it could be that in the Dairaisa, which is the Isser Be'etzem, we don't say Svaris, it's Osir even after the age of three. But once it's a Darabanan with two women, so there it's totally whether there's a likelihood that there'll be a, there could be an Isser. That's, so that is likely Sikrahu, that's what. By the way, a doctor, even though a doctor is allowed to be Nageya Be'isha, but he's not be miyachid. A doctor who sees a woman in his office has to have a door open with to a waiting room, to where other people are. Isn't this a yichud? Is a het to negiya? Why? I'm saying negiya is also out by sikriv. So a doctor negiya sheina shachiva is mutter, but yichud is also be'etzem. So therefore yichud is no, there's no svar to be made. These are the basic dinim of a besula pchusa mivas gimel. Let's get back to the Mishnah, to the machleks remain the chacham. Right, in order to explain the machleks remain the chacham, we have to begin the beginning of the Gemara. So let's finish the Mishnah. Besula almana grusha v'chalutza mina nesuin suvas almana. Why? Huh? Why would you say? She was married, she's still a basula, why did she get 100? According to Ramea, you would have to say she's a bula. According to Chacham, you would have to say she has no basula. It's almost the same thing. Maybe it's the same thing. We'll see, it's not the same. We'll get to it in a few minutes. If you know that she was a guy, she was Megayer, so you have to be aware of the fact that it's very likely that she's not a Basula. Mela, she gets a mana, and Aimland Tainus Basula. The beginning of this Gemara explains the machlokes remain the chachamim, so let's learn the first piece of Gemara and then we'll come back to discuss the machlokes. The way we're learning so far, it's a very simple machlokes. Remeir holds, it depends if you're a bula or not. So Mukaset gets 200. Chachamim holds, it depends if you have besulim or not. So you get 100. Oh, let me just, before we start the Gemara, tell you, just to be masber, I mean, this sounds a little, prust. We care so much. She is a basula. She's not a basula. She is a mukazesh. Why Chazal cared all that much about the basulim? Our basulim, no basulim. I mean, you know, it's something, but it's all. Why is it so significant? So Ebenezer. This is safer from the son of the Smar. He's Masber. That we have a concept that Ein Isha Kairesis Bris Ela L'misha Isa Isa Kelim. We had this concept earlier that the first Bia is called a Bias Mitzvah. Taisa said, why is it called a Bias Mitzvah? The first Bia? It's a Bia. Why is it a Bias Mitzvah more than any other Bia? So we said because Ein Isha Kairesis Bris Ela Misha Isa Isa Kelim. There's a certain bond that's formed, something special about the fact that Bia is special between a husband and wife. The fact that that exists is itself a Kairesis Bris, something private and personal between the two. The reason that Chazal are concerned in setting up the ksuva based on whether she's a psula on that is to give significance. The significance of psulim is this significance of krisis bris, the significance of what it stands for in the relationship between the husband and the wife. It's not stam the fact that she has psulim. It's the meaning that it has between the two. And how that applies to machlokes remain the chachamim we'll see in a few minutes. Let's just see the first piece of Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Katna bala gedayla asa mukaseitz. What does that mean? That a katan here means under 9. It doesn't mean under 13. Right? Under 9 years old. So cotton is bayil a gedayla asam ukasei. So therefore, what? Therefore, what's Rav coming to tell us? Therefore, you go back to the Mishnah. When the Mishnah, we learned the Mishnah, we threw Remei and the Chamad only in one case. The Mukaseitz, he says, no, they're arguing in two cases. Cotton, Shabala, Gedaila, Umukaseitz. They're arguing in both cases. Cotton, Shabala, Gedaila, Zasa, Mukaseitz. So the Chachamim will argue not only in one case, but in two cases. Right? That's according to Rav Yudam Arad. Kanabog, Zasa, Mukaseitz. Kiamisa, Kamei, the Shmuel, Amar, Ein, Mukaseitz, Bebasar. No. There's no mukaseit by Basar Adam. That's not considered a mukaseit. There's a second version, Ikad Masil Ashmaitza Bape Nafsha. Some said it wasn't said on the Mishnah, it was said as a freestanding memra. Katna Bala Gdaila, Rabba Masam mukaseit, Shmuel Amre mukaseit by Basar. Masar Rabbashia. Godul Shabala Ktana, Katna Bala Gdaila, mukaseit, Sasa Masayan Divaramea, Chamimimimimim mukaseit, Ksuvasamana. So it seems they only argue by mukaseit. So Tshver and Rav, I'm a Rav Achikam. Godel, Abolak, Tana, Abolak, Lom. The Pachas Mekakadais Nesbavayim. A Biyan under three is nothing. Kadais Nesbavayim, Dami. The Kadna, Abolak, Adaiwa, Asam, Mokaseitz, and Mokaseitz, Kufa, Plukta, Dramei, Rabah. In other words, there are two issues of Machlokes between them. There's the case of Kadn, Haba, Al, Hagadaiwa, and there's the case of Mokaseitz. What's more pashit, like Rabbi Shmuel, like Katna Bala Gedaila? Trick question. Huh? What do you say? Katna Bala Gedaila. If an 8-year-old is Bala Gedaila, would you say she is like a Mukaseis or she's not like a Mukaseis? Svara. Which side needs Hezbollah? Rabbi Shmuel. Anybody? What's more Mustaba, like Rabbi, like Shmuel? Like Shmuel, which is a mukaseis bebasa. Why? Okay. What are you saying? That it's better. Everybody's thinking about this. Huh? A cotton under 9 years old is Baal HaGadayla. Would you say she's a mukaseis? She's not a mukaseis. It should depend if this cotton that's Bala Gedaila breaks the psulim on that, no? That's what it should depend on. You with me? If it breaks the psulim, it's mustaver that it should be no different than mukaseit, no? If it doesn't break the psulim, then it's more mustaver that it is different than mukaseit. I look at the top tesis here on the Amid Beis. Shmuel Amar Ebo Kaseith Bevasar. Balai Hishar Besulin Ayri. Showing that you did not rip out the Besulin. Tiba Hishar, if you broke out the Besulin, you know, it's a Mokaseith. Of course, she's a Mokaseith. So Taisa Shita is that the Machlaikis here is that she still has Besulin. She still has Besulin. And yet, like the Rabbanan, we have a Machlaikis Rabbi Shmuel. That's the way Tais explains the Gemara. Okay? She still has Besulim. Right? Why should she be Mukaseitz? Like the Rabbanan. So that's the tzad that needs Hezber. We learned the Mishnah that like the Chachamim, it all depends on what? On Besulim. That's why we just learned the Mishnah. We learned Remei, it depends on Bia, Chamit depends on Besulim. So if it depends on Besulim, so what's Pshat? If here she still has Besulim, she should certainly get to 100. So what's Pshat that, why should it be Yassar Mukaseitz?
There was Dhamma. There was Dhamma.
So why should it be, why should it be different Mukaseitz? Why should it be different than Mukaseitz? Depends if they have Besulim or not, right? So it should be the same thing. Before
whether the original marriage is with the sign or not, according to Shmuel, normally the case is that it's not. So therefore, that just says, if we know for a fact that there is, of course, even Shmuel
So I'm talking below Yishuv Besulim. A normal case is below Yishuv Besulim. So if she still has Besulim, there's something wrong. We learned the Mishnah. Now what's the whole machlokes? It's easy machlokes. Remeya holds. It all depends on. Remeya holds. It all depends on. On Bia. And the Chachamim hold. It all depends if they have physical Besulim. So that was good until Tysus. Tysus now says, here we have a case where she has Besulim, and she still goes down to 100, at least according to Rav. She goes down to 100. Why? She still has Besulim. She still has Besulim. Why does she get 100? She get 200. If the whole thing depends on Besulim.
I thought Tysus just meant that we don't know for sure that
she's Besulim. No, well, no. Means we assume that the psalm is still there.
Rashi says originally that she's not mafresh, that she marries his son. The assumption is that it's a cotton.
I think Yerushalmi's lashon on Lahisha Basulim is that ain't kayach the cotton Lahisha Basulim. That if he's under nine, he doesn't have the power, he doesn't have the kishui to be able to break the basulim. So that means that we assume the psalm is still there.
Right, so that's my point.
So the psalm are there, why should she get 100? Why? Chacham say it depends on psalm. If it depends on psalm, why 100?
So according to that, we assume that it's a cotton
can,
so I just want
to assume it's a cotton can, which is saying that it's a cotton can. No. I don't think that's a shame.
Well,
that's a machlaikis. Machlaikis is if a cotton breaks psalm. It's something we should find out.
Okay, yes. Just say it's a case with the actual money psalm.
Because we learned the Mishnah, we said the Chachamim Shita is that it depends on Hishab Salah. Okay, the Yerushalmi says Pshat in the Machlaikis of our Mishnah. Yerushalmi asks our Rav Meir. Rav Meir holds you get 200. So, Frekta Gemara, why does Rav Meir say you get 200 from what he says? She doesn't have Besulim. So the Yerushalmi answers, B'chi b'besulim ha'davar toloi. Does this depend on besulim? Harei b'geres ein lo besulim uksuvas ha'masayim. You have a girl who's already a b'geres, she's over 13 years old. She's already older, she loses her besulim, she still gets 200. And v'harei b'sulim en ha'nesulim. B'sulo is an amanim en ha'besulim. Yesh lo besulim uksuvas ha'manim. Ella, Zaki Rishalmi, the ksuva is totally in chen, in chena, in her chen, the chen she has to her husband. A woman who's nibala is batla chena. It's not the same to marry a woman who was already nibala to a different man. So maybe she gets 100. A mukis eitz, is it batla chena or not batla chena? Rishalmi learns that the machlaikas remain the chachama. Suba depends on chayin. Ramei and the Chachamim are arguing if by a mukas eitz we say batul chino or like batul chino. The Chachamim say mukas eitz is batul chino, and Ramei holds like batul chino. If you go to Yerushalmi, so then the Gemara is good. Rav is good. She's nibala pchusam ibas to a man who's under nine. So she's talking again that it could be that's batul chino. They're machlokes. At least I can hear the svara that it's batul chena. Somebody was by a man under nine, but still. So then you can hear. You can hear. This is the way the Rishami learns the machlokes. The Rishonim here in the Bavli only accept the Rishami halfway. In other words, the Ramea holds it depends on batul chen that they accept. However, in the svara of the Chachamim. There's a Tosfos later on the Tesla base. It says the Chachamim hold that Dine Ksuba, where's if you hold Ksuba Deraisa, where's it say in the Torah? Maya Basu. So the Maya, which parish is that? Huh? I don't mean which parish in the Torah, but at which topic? Right? That's Aydasul Mafata. In the parish of Aydasul Mafata, when somebody's ma'anis a girl, she gets a knas. There's a knas that she's entitled to. So it says the knas is the amount of mayor besulim, is the amount of a ksuvim. So that's the knas. Zok Taisvis, Dinei Ksuba depend on Dinei Knas. Wherever you find in Hilchis Knas that she's entitled to a Knas, so she gets a Ksuba of 200. Wherever you find in Dinei Knas that she's not entitled, it's only a Nara Basula that gets a Knas, if somebody's not a son. But if she's not a Basula, she doesn't get the Knas. So if she doesn't get a Knas, then her Ksuba is 100. So that it's totally zebizeh. According to the Chachamim, it's not totally so much are there physical besulim. It's totally does she get a knas. Dine knas are more or less totally if they are besulim or not. But nevertheless, you can have a case where she has besulim. If she's not entitled to a knas, she doesn't get ksuba. So ksuba and knas are totally zebizeh. The saying is like this. Remeya holds ksuba is totally in batul chino. It's totally in chen. So Meilomu could say it's like batul chino. The Chachamim hold, we said before, the Chachamim hold Talim Besulim. So we're changing that a bit. Talim Besulim, but it's Talim what? In the halachas of the Knas of Ma'anis Umafatra. When a man is Ma'anis, a girl, that's Nara Besula, he has to pay a Knas. Any case where in Dine Knas he has to pay a Knas, that's where the. If there would be such a woman who got married, not get married to a person who's ba'anis, such a stam. A woman got married. She gets 200. If she's a woman, who if somebody would be ma'anis, I would be entitled to knas. It's totally zebizeh. Therefore, it's totally in the dinim of knasais. And the chachamim holds, since mukaseit does not get a knas, so therefore, she doesn't get a masai. So the Pais can bring a nafkamina in this. Let's say a woman gets married, she tells her husband, I'm a mukaseit. The ksuba is only 100. She remembers, she once had an accident, she was bleeding. Then they get married. And the husband finds that she still has besulim. She was a mukaseit. Some of the besulim were bleeding. But otherwise, she still has besulim. So she'll be entitled to 200. Because calls him out, she still has besulim, she's entitled to knas. And anybody's entitled to knas is entitled to ksuba masayim. So such a mukaseit would get a ksuba of masayim. So basically, what we're saying now is we're changing the pshat in the Mishnah a little bit. We're changing it from being totally in physical besulim alone. We're saying it's totally in dine knas. Dine knas are generally totally in besulim. There are exceptions in Dine Knas, and whatever the exceptions are in Dine Knas would be an exception here too. But this pshat says here in the Haflah on the other Antaisa on the other days, he says that that's the pshat according to most Rishayim, but it's totally in Dine Knas, and he says in Nafkamina. Nafkamina is if a woman was Nibala, the Ha'ara Ba'alma, Ha'ara is Tchilas Bia. Somebody was Ba'ilhar, but not a full Bia. Just Tchilas Bia. She still has Besulim. So the halacha is, since she still has Besulim, she gets Knas. If somebody's Manasa, so she has a Knas. So such a woman would get a Ksuba of 200. Even though someone was Ba'ilhar already, there was Tchilas Bia, which has a Din Bia. Somebody would be Ba'ilhar on Yom Kippur, of what her Tchilas Bia, would you be either on Tashra need to be on Kippur? Yet, since she still has Besulim, so she gets 200. Because it's dependence totally in Dine Knas. This is the Chiddush of Taisvis, that is totally in Dine Knas, and that's what we're going to go with.
What?
So what we're saying is, Chayn is Ramea Shita. Remeya holds Batul China, Remeya holds she only gets 100. Somebody who's Mam Bailhar, Tchilas Bia, so Remeya would hold you only get 100. And the Rabbana would hold you get 200. It would be the opposite. In our Mishnah, Remeya holds 200, Chama holds 100. Now, Flo is saying that since we have this rule now, that Ksuba Dei Raisa, it says in the Parsha Ma'anis, Tolin Dini Ma'anis. So if there was a Tchilas Bia without a Saif Bia, so you'll still get 200, because she's still entitled to a Knas. This is the way they learn up the Mishnah. There is a problem problem with this because the Baigeres gets how much Raksuba? Huh? The Baigeres gets 200. All the women who get married today, we don't marry 12-year-olds. Every chasni you go to is a $200 ksuba, assuming it's a first marriage. It's a $200 ksuba. Why? Because she's a psulma. She's a Baigeres. Does a Baigeres get a knas? No. Baigeres doesn't get knas. It's only Nara Besula that gets a knas. So the Beis Yaakov here on our sugya says the following words. I don't think it's true. But listen to the words. It's like a chiddush pella. Listen to his words. Akarchav tzarach loyman. Kivan de knas uksuva tarvayu mayer besulamein. Brahman akshinu. That's what we're learning now. That suva and knas are both in the pasuk of mayer besulam. And the Torah was makish one to the other. Kimai shapater miknas bibaygeres. Kimai keng pater miksuva deraisu. Vakarcha chad bibaygeres tsuvasa masayim hudurabanan. Yeah. Saying a very big chiddush. We learned that ksuva deraisa, we spoke about it back 2 blad ago. We passing that ksuva b'besula deraisa. He comes along and says, right, I had nafkaminis then. We had 3 or 4 nafkaminis, right? The easiest one, if you want to have a suffix, chiyuv ksuva. Suffix deraisa, suffix derabanan. We had nafkaminis, if ksuva deraisa, ksuva derabanan. We all assume, and I think every Pesach assumes, that all the ksuvas today of a besula are all deraisa. Comes along the Beis Yaakov, and he says, yeah, the whole sheet of ksuva deraisa is what is only by a nara. And it's not by a vigeris. By a vigeris, we don't say ksuva deraisa. It's a chiddush. Who held ksuva deraisa? It was Tosfos, right? What was Tosfos Raya? The ksuva deraisa. That we write in the ksuva, and in Yoram Rav, Nogu lichtei b'ksuva, kesa zuzi masan, fazi l'chiva deraisa. This is a pella. You know what I'm saying? The Beis Yaakov says that all aksuba said Rabbanu, she's a naira. Tosfos whole makar was because we write in aksuba the chazi l'chiva deraisa. So Tosfos is clearly talking about everybody. So here in the Beis Yaakov, he bavarns the kasha. Says this which Tosfos wrote on Daf Yud, the kaisim b'ksuva the chazi l'chiva deraisa, l'fi anali, what's going on? Like kasha midi, we're all Rabbanans. So he says, after Anu Kaisvin Gambe Begeres the Chazil Chimedairaisa, Yishloimar, the Laimil Flaginam Ben Ksuba Laksuba, Kivan the Rive Ksuvis Besulas Dairaisa. Follow the words I said? No. You follow the words I said? The Beis Yaakov says this chiddush that the only ksuva deraisa is a nara, and not a begeres. So why do we write the chazi l'chima deraisa? He says after anu kaisin gam bebegeres the chazi l'chima deraisa yeshlimer. Why meflagina make ksuva l'ksuva? We make all ksuvas the same. Kivan the right ksuvas besulas deraisa. What do those words mean? Most women get married between 12 and 12 and a half years old. What do you say? Rive nashim. Are deraisa because they get married as a nara, not as a begeres. Could it be that 200 years ago most women got married between the age of 12 and 12 and a half? The Sakha was written. Nesivus wrote the Beis Yaakov. Nesivus took. Doesn't say he had a year, but it was about 200 years ago. So could it be that 200, it's not Masada to me, huh? Sounds to me like a pella. It's like almost, like a, I don't know, I say it's a mistake, but it sounds like, and we have to bear this in mind, we're going to be learning about ksuva in the future. But there's such a sheet here of the Nesivus, here in the Sefer Beis Yaakov. First piece on Yirav Lamed Beis, it says that a ksuvus by Geras is a drabanan, because it's totally a knas, and a by Geras does not get a knas. So once I'm telling you things that are a pella, let me just tell you one more. First, we talked about under three. A man under nine, it ain't biyasei biyah, is also a din taira, din halacha shem sinai. That a man under 9 years old does not have a din biyah. Lamaisa is a butla chatchila for somebody under nine to be bail. So Rabbi Akiva Eger in a tshuva writes that there's an issa d'rabbanan of a bia of a pachus mi ben tes. And then Rabbi Akiva Eger writes a chiddush which somebody reminded me that I spoke this out 6 years ago in Shir. He doesn't remind me everything I spoke out 6 years ago. This Rabbi Akiva Eger, you'll have to look up to believe me, he says it. Okay, Rabbi Akiva Eger says, what about Pchusa Mibas Gimel, a girl under three? Is Ein Biyasei Biyah? Does that mean it's Mutlach Hatchela? So Rabbi Akiva Eger writes that the Rabbana didn't make an Isser on a Biyah Pchusa Mibas Gimel, because it's Osir anyway, because of Hashkasa Zera, Zera Levatala. So the Isser is an Isser of Zera Levatala, it's not an Isser Biyah. Shane came at 9, 8 year old. There's an Issa Drabah. So to Rabbi Akiva Eger, he had Shver. How is a man allowed to be Bayal his pregnant wife? If a man is Bayal his pregnant wife, if you hold Ober Yerech Imai, that means that the baby in the mother's womb is considered part of the mother. Rabbi Akiva Eger, every time a man is bail his pregnant wife, he's being bail his daughter also. If she's pregnant with his daughter, he's Baal Bitai. He's being bail his daughter. So it should be an Isser for a man to be bail his wife. You have a kasher. He says, if Uba Yerachimai. I know, we always have to check which way he says. Says if Uba Yerachimai, then when you bail the mother, you're being bail the baby. It's all one good. So if you're being bail, he doesn't go into that. So he has the kasha, the house is being allowed to be bail his pregnant wife, he's being bail his daughter. It's good kasha, no?
Man.
What?
If it's Yerachimai,
means it's not
a separate entity.
It means it's not a separate entity, it's part of the mother. So when you bail the mother, he's bail her.
If she's
a separate goof, she's not being bail her. She's a separate goof in the mother's time. But if she's part of the mother, it's all one goof. So it's a bia to a goof that's partially his daughter.
Yeah, but she has no identity.
You know what Akiva Eger answers? Akiva Eger answers, according to what we said, it's good. He's not going to bail his daughter, but she's under three. And under three, there's no Isser, only a Shiloh of Zera Levatala. Since he's being Baila's wife at the same time as his daughter, there's no Zera Levatala. He's being Baila's wife. So Melit, there's no problem that he's being Baila's daughter at the same time. Because she's under three.
What about this?
Whoever I tell this to doesn't believe that there's such a Rikki Vega.
What about this?
What?
About this being
Baila's daughter. But under three, there's no Isser. Chusimas Gimel's not a Bia. So that is no problem. It's in the Tshuva, Simen Kufay in Beis. And if not that it's Rabbi Akiva Eger, I wouldn't believe. I don't know. It's one of those things. Okay, in Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we're going to get into Sugya Mekach Tos, which is the next Sugya.